Okay, I want to talk about this issue of the thing about what the BBC are doing at the moment, which is taking lots of sort of classics and sticking sort of bad language and or nude scenes into it, just to sort of cause a stir. The idea, you know, hey man, let's have lots of controversial things so people talk about it, and it's good for the ratings. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but I hate that. I think it's very bad, and there are a number of reasons why I think it's bad. But at a basic level, I remember when I did GCSE English, and I remember, you know, as a schoolboy, you know, you're sort of looking for ways to sort of go against the establishment and everything. And the moment your teacher says, "Well, you know what, kids, as long as you can justify it, as long as it's in context and blah, blah, blah," you know, all that sort of pretentious stuff that they talk about with literature. You can justify it and there's a reason and blah, blah, blah. You can use bad language. And of course, everyone's like, "Oh, wow, this is so cool." And of course, straight away, whether you can justify it or not, practically everybody, the first essay they wrote had bad language in it. "Oh, yes, I can justify it because this is how the character's feeling, blah, 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 etc." All that sort of rubbish. And that's how I feel every time there's a drama on the BBC that's got either bad language in and or nudity or violence. It's like, look at us, we're all grown up. Yes, remember Torchwood? Episode 1 of Torchwood, how rubbish that was. Apart from it being really, really bad sci-fi. In fact, it wasn't even sci-fi, it was fantasy. It was beyond sci-fi. There was no science in there at all. Fiction, yes. The science disappeared. It was just total fantasy. And it was just so rubbish. It was just really bad. And I was in Spain when that came out, so I never got to see it. It was years and years and years later when I finally saw Torchwood for the first time, by which time all the sort of political controversies had died down. But it did, and I'm pretty sure, I've not done the research into Hansard, but I'm pretty sure that politicians were quite outraged by the fact that this was essentially a kids' brand, a programme, Doctor Who, doing a spin-off. Torchwood would have been cancelled years ago. It's so bad. The only reason it kept on going was because it was trading on the Doctor Who name. And what they did was, they said, "Well, let's put lots of bad language and nudity in it." And add the bloke from Hustle. He was doing a lot of the bad language and everything. But it was just such a really bad programme. I mean, it was bad scripts, bad acting. Everything about it was really bad. And yet, on top of all that, it sort of came across as a children's program. It didn't seem realistic or believable. It was just rubbish, basically. But on top of all that, it was basically a program that the only thing going for it was connected with Doctor Who. It had Captain Jack in it. It had a lot of the Doctor Who characters in it. It was clearly trading on the Doctor Who name. But they just filled it from top to bottom, pardon the pun there, with nudity and bad language. And still, I'm sure it must have come close to being cancelled. It was such a flop. And it just always comes across when I see these sort of things, that the first thing I think of is, oh, they're just trying to be edgy. Edgy, give me a break. What's edgy about swearing? I'm not against it, but I am offended by it. And it just annoys me so much when especially the BBC. I had a friend in America who used to watch BBC America, and she'd be like, "Oh my God, I can't believe that was on a BBC drama," whatever it was. And because it doesn't happen in America. It does not happen in America. On cable TV, yes, because that's what people pay their money for. If you want to pay your subscription to Sky and get all the violence and all that, fine. But the BBC should not be doing what cable should be doing, which is catering for all the people who like violence and nudity and all that. I'm not a prude, etc., etc. But I just think the BBC should not be spending our money, literally billions of it, promoting sort of sex and violence and all that sort of thing. And it makes me sad every time it's in the news. So it's in the news again, and it just makes me really, really cross.